At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you for tuning in. Sandra from Conyers, Georgia wants to know, is there any importance placed on how to introduce people? Thank you, Sandra, for your question. Business introductions are based on hierarchical status in the areas of business, politics, academics, and organized religions. Did you know there is only one person on earth who receives introductions from all people? It's the Pope, the head of the Roman Catholic Church. This honorary formality is out of respect for the office of Pope, since there has been a continuous line of popes since the year 32 AD. Formal business introductions are less common today than they once were, but it's still important to know when and how to make a standard introduction in your business life. You make a positive first impression if you know the hierarchy of introductions. The question is, who do you introduce to whom? If you are on an elevator with your CEO and a customer, who is introduced? The CEO to the customer or the customer to the CEO? The answer is, you introduce your CEO to your customer. The format is, Mr. Customer, I'd like you to meet my CEO. That's because customers are higher in the introduction chain than your coworkers or executives. What do you do if you're standing with a client and a dozen of your coworkers approach you? Do you need to introduce the client to all of your coworkers? The answer is no. Introduce your customer to a few of your coworkers, not all. Have you tried to introduce people but have forgotten one or both their names? What would you do? I suggest be honest. Tell them you're having a senior moment or you're drawing a blank and have them introduce themselves. And guess what? You'll hear their names again too. If you want to polish your introductions, contact me for one-on-one coaching or to schedule a workshop for your organization. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed, please send an email to manners@sharonhillinternational.com.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@sharonhillinternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.sharonhillinternational.com.